the king who could make beautiful bowls. Once upon a time, there was a young king. He was very handsome and a very keen hunter. Whenever he had time, he mounted his horse and set off for the woods. And once, the young king found a beautiful deer, and it fled swiftly before his huntsmen. But the king chased after it. For a long time he followed that doe, while she ran as fast as her legs would take her, and until at last she ran out the woods and into a flowering meadow. And there she disappeared. And the king saw there was a cottage in the shade of a high chestnut tree. The young king brought his horse to a halt by the gate, jumped out the saddle, and was about to go into the cottage when he froze. On the doorstep was a young woman, so beautiful she took the young king's breath away. And as soon as the king saw her, he forgot all about the deer, the hunt, and everything, and could only stand and stare at the girl. Finally, he asked, "Who are you, fair maid?" "I'm the woodsman's daughter, noble sir," she replied boldly. But the king wanted to know more. "And your name?" "They call me Sylvia." "And wouldn't you like to be my wife, beautiful Sylvia?" She looked at the king up and down from head to foot and said, "First I would like to know who you are." The young king was astonished. "You mean you don't know who I am? I'm the king of the country." But Sylvia had never heard of a king. "King? And what do you do? What's your trade?" The young king was even more amazed. "What do I do? Why, I rule. I don't need a trade." But Sylvia would not be convinced. "I'm not going to marry a man who has no trade. If you wish me to be your wife, come for me when you've learned a decent craft." And so the young king returned from his hunt, downcast and sorrowful, suffering the pangs of love and desire. And when they put down roots in your heart, nothing can pull them out again. So it was with the young king. His heart longed for beautiful Sylvia, and he could think of nothing else but her and the miserable trade. How could he learn a trade as quickly as possible? So he summoned all the craftsmen in the town. Cabinet makers, wheelwrights, carpenters, blacksmiths, painters, masons, and all kinds. And when they were all assembled, the young king asked, "Tell me, masters, which trade could I learn in the shortest possible time?" Well, the master craftsmen shook their heads. "In the shortest time, your majesty, that we cannot tell you. To learn carpentry would take a man at least 3 years. And cabinet making, and blacksmithing." "Oh, that's much too long a time for the young king." "That's impossible, masters. I'm looking for someone who could teach me his trade in 2 or 3 months. At this, an old man asked to speak. "Your majesty, I can teach you a trade in 3 months. The king was overjoyed. "And what do you do, old man?" "I carve. I carve beautiful bowls out of horse chestnut wood. And a fine trade it is too. Just send for some wood and you'll see for yourself." Well, the young king ordered all that was required and began to learn the carver's craft. It wasn't easy, but his fingers learned quickly, and within 3 months he had made his first beautiful bowl. And when he'd finished it, he thanked the old man and rewarded him and set off into the woods to meet his beloved Sylvia. "Here I am at last, Sylvia. I've come for you." But first, Sylvia wanted to know if he'd done as she'd asked. "Have you learned a trade?" "I have. I can make beautiful bowls." "Well, that's good," she said. "And now you will make bowls and I'll take them to market and we'll have enough to live on to the end of our lives." There's no need for that, Sylvia. After all, I am a king. I have enough of everything. I learned that trade only because you asked me to. I'll never have to use it. You never know. But if you say you're king and you have enough of everything, so be it. We'll be kings together and we'll leave your trade for a rainy day. So the young king took Sylvia to his castle and there was a beautiful royal wedding. And Sylvia knew for certain her husband truly had enough of everything. She had never dreamed of such glory and wealth. But although the king and his queen lived together in happiness and contentment, sometimes the young king went hunting alone. One day he came and said farewell to his wife. I'm going hunting, Sylvia, and I'll remain in the woods 3 days and three nights. May all go well with you, and think of me while I'm gone. The king set off, and Sylvia waited. The first day she waited and sang all day. The second day she waited and sighed all day. The third day she waited, and all at once she felt the sharp pain of worry in her heart, for the good king had not yet returned. Not in the morning, not in the evening, he did not come even at night. And how could he, when robbers had taken him prisoner? On the first day of the hunt, he had become lost, and at nightfall had stopped at an inn. But a band of robbers had their den in that inn, and they robbed anyone who passed by. About midnight, the leader had awakened the king with his sword. Who are you, and what do you want here? Speak if your life is dear to you. Now, the king had come dressed in common hunter's clothing. No one could recognise him for a gentleman or a king. I'm a hunter. I lost my way while out hunting. Have you a family who can pay your ransom? Oh, no one, said the king. I'm just a poor solitary hunter. Then you'll die, said the leader. But the king did not plead for mercy. If I die, he answered, so be it. But before I die, I may be of some use to you. I can make beautiful bowls out of wood. The robbers burst into laughter. Ha! What good will these bowls be to us? Do not laugh, replied the king. The queen herself takes great pleasure in the bowls I make. She buys them often. Take her one and you shall see for yourselves. Very well, we'll try it, said the leader. But woe to you if what you say is not true. Now what do you need? Nothing more than some horse chestnut wood and a knife and some oil, replied the king. The robbers brought the king what he needed and he started to work. He prepared the wood and he began to carve it. And he made the most beautiful bowl that he had yet made. And he decorated it very finely with the knife. But between the decorations, he wove letters from which one could easily read where he was and what had happened to him. And when the bowl was ready, he asked the robbers if any of them knew how to read and write. What use is reading and writing to us in the woods? Well, the king was greatly relieved, but kept his joy to himself. Do not laugh. The queen herself is from the woods, yet she can read. You will see how happy she will be when you show her my bowl. The robbers were pleased with the bowl. And that same day the leader set out, disguised as a merchant. And he came before the queen and bowed deeply. I have heard, Your Highness, that you are fond of beautiful bowls. I brought one for you to look at, should you wish to buy it. The queen had been sitting sadly at the window for some time, looking in vain towards the woods from which her husband had still not returned. And as soon as she heard the merchant mention the bowl, she jumped up from her chair. Show it to me, good man. If the bowl is truly as beautiful as you say, you shall receive a purse of ducats. The merchant took out the bowl, and the queen was overjoyed. She saw at once who had made it, and she knew at once what had happened to her dear husband. She could read it all in the bowl, but she did not let on to the merchant. You were right, good man, she said. This bowl of yours is lovely. Here is your purse of money. Come again soon. The leader of the robbers took the purse and hurried back to the inn. The same day, the king had to begin a second bowl for the queen. But he never finished it. As soon as the merchant disappeared, good Sylvia summoned the king's best regiment and sent them to the robbers' inn. They arrived at midnight when the robbers were in the middle of a wild celebration. The soldiers burst in on them and they were so petrified they did not try to defend themselves. In the twinkling of an eye, they were all bound and the king was free. And he hurried to embrace his dear wife. Thank you, Sylvia, you've saved my life. The good queen just laughed. It was not I who saved your life, but your trade. Even though you may belittle it, you cannot deny it came in useful to you. The king saw he'd married a woman who was not only beautiful, but wise. And from that time on, he loved her even more. And they lived together happily forever after. And always in his free moments, the king would carve his bowls so as not to forget the trade which had saved his life.